It's hard to know exactly where you were taken. It was near the bar in the village, the one with the big lion bartender. There's a woman outside. You greeted her at least briefly, and then for a time you were walking. With her or alone, it's fuzzy. You remember she had cat ears and a tail. Her features were more muted, no muzzle. A very sharply angled nose, bright eyes, with slit-like pupils. And at some point, your eyes closed and you slumped over her body. You remember putting your body weight onto hers and how uniquely strong she was. Now when your eyes open, it's defined. Some darkened underground place, there's the glint of metal or chains or some higher technology off in the shadows. And you are laying on a restraining surface, your arms, your hands pulled back a little, so you can't even quite see the tips of your fingers, bound as they are, pulled back from your body, which presses your chest into prominence. You're nude, laying there. Between your legs, your glistening sex is on display, already aroused, strangely enough. Your clit showing, your lips parted. Your legs are spread wide, and you couldn't close them if you tried. It's quite futile to struggle, says a voice from somewhere behind you, walking forward and sliding hands onto your chest right away, pinching your nipples to press pleasure into your brain. And pain, too. It is surprisingly pleasurable. You see, the figure above you is an older feline morph. She's looking down at you. Her hands are very dexterous because they cup your breasts, then slide, gliding, massage-like down your abdomen, between your legs, two fingers probing at your pussy, spreading it, spreading your juices around, and the other hand, a finger is just pushing your clit upward from the base and then down, up and down as though flicking it. You struggle against the unbidden pleasure filling your head. Restrained as you are, despite momentary struggles, she just keeps touching, keeps touching. You'll do nicely. I'd like to milk you for something. You look at your chest. You surely don't have lactating breasts, and so you're wondering just what she means. You see her reach over to a nearby table. She takes a device like a wand, brings it between your legs. Spark, pulse, insistent muscle spasmodic pleasure. Your muscles telling you this feels good, and yet it feels strange, wrong, wonderful, floating, buzzing. Every now and then the jolting current changes a little, and that shift causes a different sensation to run through your lips, through the clit, through your lower body, your pussy being chained electrically, statically, to whatever device she's holding, and then she moves it away and you pant, catching your breath. And you notice your clit appears quite engorged, quite firm and large in response to what she just did, as though it had been pumped or puffed up. And now she has your engorged clit between two fingers, and she's rubbing it, stroking it as you imagine one might stroke a cock, the same way, from the base to the tip and back and back. And that's when that heat really hits you. You look at her eyes glowing in the dark as she stares at you, a smile on her face, a knowing smile. And the clit between her fingers starts to grow and grow until she's no longer merely miming the stroking motion you'd make on a cock, but she's starting to really work at it. The heat is there. It's difficult to believe. The heat builds. It throbs. It's deep in your brain and body, unfamiliar, unbidden, but oh so present, filling, flooding. You can feel a sensation of being filled in down there as the cock gets bigger. That sensation, it's being filled in with blood and muscle and all the things that make an erection, and it is erect, bigger and bigger. But you know there must be something else at play, her hands molding you like clay as that cock gets bigger, bigger. It's passing by your belly. It's so hard. She's pressing it down onto your body to keep it from springing away as she works it longer and thicker, so thick you'd have trouble getting your mouth around it. You try to assert some coherent thought, but it's just so big, and the sight of it is arousing you, and it's networked in where your clit was before. Big, thick, cock. Throbbing. You feel something from the base of it as well. You feel balls forming, growing. They're getting bigger. The cat girl grips it. She grips the length of your shaft and massages the balls. There's what I need, she informs you. And you feel churning, filling, dripping inside of them. They're getting bigger, and the head of that cock is just slowly sliding toward you, toward your face, toward your breasts. It's gonna hit the bottom of your breast soon. It's too long, too impossibly thick, long, throbbing. It slides between your breasts, resting in the little valley of cleavage there, and she chuckles appreciatively, looking down at you. Grabs that wand again, presses it against your balls. You watch as your whole shaft is electrified hot, the tip of it shooting a little wave of pre-cum, but of course its massive size means this dripping stream pools on your breasts, slathers down your sides, and the tip is coming toward your mouth. Coming toward you eventually, it ends up actually resting just beneath your nose, breathing in the scent of this massive. It's weighty, you're weighed down under it. It's making you lightheaded, but you know that you aren't really filling it in. You try to tell yourself this must be some trick, some illusion, but the throbbing mass in front of you, its veins standing up, its hardness invasive and powerful, tells you that's not the case. You stare at the tip. And that's when she grabs your head, grabs the back of your head and pushes it forward, your mouth sliding over the well-lubricated tip of that bulbous, plunging member in front of you. It's in your mouth and it feels so good. The hand gripping the back of your head, pushing it on and off, the cock sliding in your mouth, sucking yourself. After a second or two, when it starts to feel too good and you're lightheaded, it's like your brain is just filling up. The scent and taste of your thick cock is mesmerizing, especially with those balls below heavy against the front of your pussy, throbbing, filling. Yes, they're filling with cum, and you know it. There's some clear fluid dripping from your aroused cock. You know your lower body's on display. Those heavy balls are there, but you're just being pushed on and off of the head of your own cock. It feels so good. It feels incredible. Your whole body is caught, locked like that because the head of it is in your mouth. You suck. You swirl your tongue. You're getting caught up in it, and your brain was a little fuzzy when you awakened here in the first place. After all, the back of your head being gripped and you being made to fellate yourself, on and off, sucking, throbbing. You can feel each vein on the side of the shafts, the way the head throbs and grows in your mouth when you feel particularly aroused, which based on the dripping juices pooling down past your ass, you do feel turned on. It's resting between your breasts, resting across your whole body, heavy, massive, part of you. You make sure to keep your teeth out of the way and only work your tongue and your sucking lips over the head. If you're being made to do this, you might as well enjoy it. And if you can get some of that arousal out of your head, maybe you can think clearly for a bit, and so you suck. You suck trying to get this over with. Or do you suck enthusiastically? It's hard to tell what's your own thought and what's being whispered in your ear as your head is being moved. You like that, don't you? I can tell. Give me what you have inside there. Your balls clench and squeeze against the base of the cock. It's impossible to escape the knowledge that you are going to come, but she's not going to get it. If there's some kind of plan in place here, some scheme involving whatever's forming inside those newly grown balls, then you have a way to deprive. You have a way to take it out of the world, don't you? Your mouth is wrapped tightly around the tip. That's all you have to do. You have to get the cum out of that long, thick cock into your mouth, down your throat, into your body, to make sure that there's no way for it to be used for anything else. You have to keep it safe, and so you suck and suck. You feel As they let go of the back of your head, no, there's no way you're giving up on this. It feels too good. You mean you need to keep that cum away. Keep it away, whatever it is that it does, from this villainous presence that has sealed you. And the only control you have is to keep your lips latched down around your cock, internally struggling over whether this is because it feels amazing or because you need to keep that hot load of cum from being harnessed for any malicious purpose. You suck. You lick your own saliva flowing down your throat. You have to keep your mouth sealed, after all, carrying the taste of your cock and its pre-cum into your head. Your loopy, faded, muzzy head thoughts are hard to hold on to. Maybe they're getting all looped up with that pre-cum, but you keep sucking. You keep holding it inside. Keep keeping it sealed in your mouth, fastening on. You won't give the satisfaction of letting go, of letting any of that cum out, even though the back of your head isn't being held anymore. You hear the voice teasing. You must really be enjoying that. Looks like it feels good. I'm jealous. Walking around. They place hands, one on each breast, and squeeze them together around your cock, pushing your breasts around your own cock so you're giving it a tit job. Now, of course, you're only moving a tiny bit, just enough for that long, shivering member to spasm in your mouth. It can't help it. Your balls are squeezing up. You can't help it. As long as you keep that cum from the world, you hold on to that thought. As long as you keep that cum in your body where it belongs, you can keep anyone else from getting it. You know that means you're going to have to swallow it. And you think to yourself of what's going to happen. After all, she wants it for something. Your cock is buried in your mouth now, as deep as it can go while still sucking pleasurably. Bobbing your own head, filleting yourself. There's an absence of pressure. You could pull away, but you're going to keep it locked in there. It feels so good just sucking as much of it as you can, as deeply as you can. Sucking, licking, lapping. Your whole body's involved, but you're staying still as much as you can, trying to avoid. You never did think, and now you realize maybe you could just stop coming, stop yourself from coming, hold back from sucking, and then the cum wouldn't be in the world at all. But she's pushing your breasts together around your cock, and you feel heat on them from the shaft. It would feel even better if you thrust your hips, you know. And with that, you give in. It would feel better. It would feel so much better if you move your hips as much as you can, as frantically as you can, giving yourself a partial tit job between your own big breasts, fucking your own mouth, your own head, your own throat, until you're getting loopy from the force of it. Fucking, thrusting. Your hips have a little movement now. She must have released the restraint around them. You thrust. You thrust. You fuck your own mouth. You fuck between your own breasts. The heat all around the shaft. It's so good. What's leaking out now is more than just the translucent pre-cum from before, which lubricated your body on the way up. This is something else. It tastes sweet. It tastes cloyingly, brain-meltingly sweet. But you keep sucking. You can't let any of that out either. You have to keep it all in your mouth. Keep it all flowing down. It does taste quite good. At least there's that. Whatever's strange about it doesn't matter, though. Because then you hear that voice. You're really going to town, aren't you? Really letting go. And it's true. Your hips are moving, rutting, fucking. You're sucking yourself willingly, bending your head down a little as much as you can in your restraints to get as much of that cock into your mouth as you can. Sucking yourself off, giving yourself a long and sloppy, even though you're containing the saliva, the pre-cum, blowjob to the tip of your cock. The whole thing is nestled between your big breasts, and they are big. They seem to have grown bigger in the hands of your captor, massaged. You feel filling. Your balls feel so incredibly full. They've been filling up since the moment they appeared, but now they feel incredibly packed. If you were trying to walk around with these, focusing would be quite difficult, focusing on anything except your big, hard cock that you can so easily suck, so easily nestle between your breasts, humping your hips to fuck between your own breasts, bringing sometimes unpredictable spasms into your mouth from the cock's own reaction, and sometimes your hips move strangely, randomly pushed side to side by the difficulty of moving in the restraints. Your muscles let you keep it up forever, fucking, fucking your own face with the tip of your long, incredibly long, heavy, thick, hard cock, but it somehow fits on your tongue and in your mouth perfectly. Or maybe you've already trained yourself because this is what you want to do. You thrust your hips. There's something animalistic you don't know about stopping. There's a spasming in your hips, a desire to rut and fuck in your warm mouth, your wet tongue, your perfect, huge now breasts, and you feel that filling, like something is entering into them, and it is exactly the right thing and the best thing in the world for your breasts to be big and full. Something is entering into your balls, and it is exactly the right thing for them to be big, full, bouncing. And yet, when something comes out, when they're emptying, you can think about it. You somehow know instinctively, in the same way you instinctively know, you must thrust your hips, fuck between your own breasts, suck the tip of your cock. In an instinctive way, you know that when they empty out, it will also be the best feeling in the world, and nothing in the world should stop it. It should be allowed to continue. You should suck. You want your balls to empty so you can have them fill up again. Any thought of keeping the thick cum from the hands of your captor is fading. Behind the rut of fucking into your own mouth, you are a self-perpetuating pleasure machine, a motion of thrusting, fucking, making the table squeak with the force of your movement, though you know it's still holding you fast, and you're grateful for that because it means choices are absent. There is only the awareness, bare and empty as it is. Instinctive, without resistance or reason or logic or answer, you will thrust your hips, and you're glad that the only choice is the absence of choice to do anything but suck, suck, suck. Suck the tip of yourself, spasm of the shaft, feel your breasts filling, your balls filling. Feel how it all meshes together into a haze of desire. You want this. Wanting this is natural. Filling is natural. When you empty, the glorious moment that your balls empty and that long shaft brings, and you know it will bring, hot spurting cum into your mouth through that long shaft with impossible mouth stuffing, head blasting velocity and heat. You know you can keep it contained inside you, a perpetual loop, sucking, drinking. Something about that material before, the pre-cum, you remember. There was something strange, it's hard to remember what. I can see them getting ready down here, says the villain, letting go of your breasts. You moan, desiring them back. That's all you desire right now, more stimulation on the shaft. But when you feel the hand on your balls, squeeze hard. That's the final straw. Your body bucking, your hips thrusting, coming, coming in your own mouth, hot, long streams of seed. Ooh, look at you go. Droplets do escape as you hear her taunt you. Droplets pour out the corners of your lips, but you extend your tongue, licking them up, bringing it all into your mouth, desperate, have to contain it. Some thought from back when you had ordinary reason tells you you should keep this stuff from escaping into the outside world. And once you come, the cock will go flaccid, won't it? You suck, you suck. Your balls, still in her hand, are being squeezed. You suck, you drink, you swallow. The vague outline, you still quite can't focus your eyes, but that might have to do with the orgasmic pressure pleasure in your brain. The euphoria, it feels so good. It feels so incredibly good. You suck, you suck. No longer bobbing your head, now you're just fastening your mouth around the tip and sucking from the tip, the little slit there, letting out wave after wave of cum. You swallow it down. That's when you remember the strange quality from before, that the pre-cum tasted oddly sweet and made you want more. Well, this is even more. There's a flood. It's gulping. You imagine that it's sliding down, filling your belly, but sliding up and filling your brain. Hard to know why you think that, but you find yourself smiling, almost vacant, then grunting, groaning. The pressure in your hips is telling you to thrust, to fuck your own face throughout your entire long orgasm, with your balls being massaged gently now. They're squeezed up against the shaft so they can get that cum in oozing dribs and drabs now on to your tongue. You lick over your teeth, your cheeks, your chin, as far as you can reach, all around your lips. You're trying to get the cum in your mouth. Yes, you got every drop. You got every drop. You swallow. You swallow and your eyes roll back. Coming, your pussy's clenching down. There's awareness of emptiness there. You feel it in your ass, too. Just an empty feeling in your balls. They emptying out, every drop, every squirt has emptied out. They're so empty. There's an absence, but you know it will fill up. You contrast it with the fullness in your big, heavy breasts, and you just feel sighing, almost collapsing, pleasure, pressure, the mingling of awareness. And your cock, resting just outside your lips, is still hard. You can smell the sweet, recently shot seed, as the villain confirms. Well, that was what I needed, but you're going to stay hard as long as I need anyway. You know, there's a psychotropic substance in there. It'll make you animalistic, compliant, pleasure-seeking. Why don't you try sucking again?
I thought that would happen, you know.
In your desperate attempt to keep it from me, you have, in fact, swallowed a substance I planned to give you anyway. Something that's going to make it all too easy to convince you to keep sucking, and you have. And indeed, there is very little in your increasingly muzzy, sweetness-enamored mind to keep you from wanting another load of that thick, wonderful, mind-altering substance. Your dick is right there. Long, thick, you lean down and begin sucking, bobbing in earnest now, and this time it was not initiated by the other party, it was you. And another difference is, your newly emptied balls, so empty, are beginning to fill back up. A joyous replenishment that comes from inside, that comes from pleasure. The more you suck, the more full you are, more full your balls. Your breasts are around your cock. And you watch as one of those hands pinches a nipple. You were aware your breasts were filling in, but not quite so much. A fluid trickles out, and you're not entirely sure it's breast milk. The feeling of having even one little droplet come out makes you aware of how taut and big your breasts have gotten. And when the hands slide back down to your balls, the villain circling you, watching you, you feel how full they are. They're filling in already. You have to suck, have to empty them out, have to keep all of that wonderful material for yourself. You mean out of the wrong hands. Yes, these will fill quicker and quicker. I'm going to need that. The hand grips hard. You feel your balls squeezed, and for some reason that sets your shaft off again, fellating, sucking the spongy head there. There is a sense of great emptying. It is the best thing in the world for that cum to be flowing up your shaft, squirting into your mouth, painting the inside of it. You dart your tongue around, capturing, capturing, swallowing. This time you were ready. This time you were ready for the way that your entire shaft pulsates with an impossibly strong movement. The way that your balls are emptying, emptying, and your head is filling up with that fluid which is making it empty, empty. You love this. It feels good. What feels good should be done. There were other reasons before, but you know, it feels incredible, sucking, fellating. Your cock is growing more sensitive the longer you suck, the longer you work the head. You thought it would get exhausted, you thought it would get soft, but instead, you suck and suck, and the hands are gripping your breasts, jerking them along the shaft. You feel gratitude for the way this intensifies your powerful, shuddering orgasm, your whole body. Coming, coming, white, blank, bless, in your head, in your mouth, swallow, swallow, hot, sweet, good, instinct, you breathe deep, the smell of more of that sweet stuff is coming from your cock, you suck it, you begin bouncing on it, you don't take a break like before, it's so sensitive, it's coming, it's still squirting, spurts and waves, and you swallow, and the process goes on, where precisely you are in it is impossible to place, because where you are is pleasure. And if you're feeling blank pleasure and feeling your balls fill up, you hear that voice. They're quite empty. Look, I can even move them around. They were too firm a second ago. That encouragement arouses you more. You want them to fill up. Pleasure makes them fill up. Pleasure makes you feel right and good. The fact that your ankles, your arms are restrained, the fact that your whole body is latched to that table is just helping you out, because you can fuck your hips thrusting fast as you can. That little bit of movement is permitted to you to send your cock between your massive breasts. And they have truly grown large. You feel them filling in. You feel them taut. Your nipples look almost stretched. The load of milk inside full up. It's heavy on your chest. Heavy around your already weighty cock. And your balls are filling in. The villain teasing, taunting. You're just grateful that one hand is up, squeezing one breast at least against your shaft, which creates a kind of partial pressure. They're full now. They're full and therefore big and firm, so when they jerk around your shaft, they really hold it in place, because your chest is heaving, your mind is reeling, your lips are making no outward sound, because there's the smacking of them fastened around the tip of your cock, sucking as hard as you can. It's between your breasts, it's jerking, your hips are thrusting, your balls are bouncing, and they are full. They're slapping against the front of your pussy. You remember your pussy, your ass, feeling empty, feeling wanton, but that emptiness is nothing compared to the joyful emptying of your balls, which just barely presages them filling back in. You want to come in your mouth, you want to come in your head, you want to drink down that sweet stuff and groan with pleasure. You're grateful that base animal gratitude of this is good, the almost purr in response to your balls being squeezed, your breast being squeezed against your cock being allowed to thrust freely, that massive length filling your mouth, filling your head. You're gonna come again, and you don't know what's going to remain after coming. After coming, this feels like a big one. Your balls have filled in, you are reminded by the figure above you, so much that they're taut. They're tugging at the base of your shaft. They are completely filled, completely filled. You need to squirt. There's a squeeze on your balls, a gentle reminder. And then the waves come. Heat. Pleasure into your head, blasting from your cock with impossible velocity that almost pushes your head back off it, flooding your mouth. Your tongue must be painted white. The only thing inside you now is that fluid, that delicious sweetness that makes everything else stop mattering. It's pulsing through your veins, thrumming through the muscles of you. Your body feels more sensitive, nothing to get in the way. All the other thoughts slipping and popping out of the way, leaving room for more cum, for your shaft, for your big, heavy breasts to feel good, and they do. The nipples, they do. The milk inside. You want to be emptied so you can fill back up. Emptying, filling, a cycle perpetuated out of pleasure. Emptying, filling, flooding, blanking out on the feel of your own big breasts around that massive dick. You love it so much. You love it in your mouth. You love the cum inside you. Your balls are emptying. You're squirting. You're blasting your own brain away. How many of these words are your own thoughts? Very few. Your thoughts are grunting, groaning, pleasuring, coming. But many of them are flowing down from the villain above you, reminding you, from the figure above you, from the bringer of pleasure above you. Is it really so bad if you're given pleasure, if you get to feel good, sucking away, slobbering over the tip of your own massive cock? It's so hot. It's coming. It's coming. That emptying. The emptying in your balls, they're almost making the fluid quickly enough that it keeps flowing and coming. There's always more to squirt until the muscular spasms of your cock finally give up. Your mouth is completely flooded with the stuff, swallowing it down, drinking it down. Thoughts of effect, thoughts of consequence are far gone. There's only the swallowing and the methodical rhythmic squeeze it gives to your beautifully sensitive cock, buried in your mouth, buried between your breasts. There's a wonderful panoply of sensation, every possible thing that can feel good, especially emptying your balls, empty, empty, knowing they'll fill back up. Your breasts just feel so full, practically bulging, pushing to the limit. The nipples are erect, firm, sensitive. You feel emptiness below. Not just your balls, your pussy, your ass as well, but your balls, that overwhelming, overarching desire to produce. To produce, something rises out of your memory, a memory of how you were told you were going to be milked, you were going to have your fluids extracted. That means the wonderful cycle of pleasure and pumping and emptying and filling will go on forever, and that thought is a pleasant, bestial one. this function you are performing of fucking your mouth, fucking between your breasts, thrusting constantly, it will be one you get to keep performing, get to keep giving yourself this pleasure, keep getting this pleasure. You come. A hard, hot, long process. Your whole body's involved, especially your thrusting hips and the pulsating tip of your member in your mouth. And you drink the cum, swallowing it down. Only reluctantly is your cock pulled out of your mouth, but it's starting to soften. Or at least, with the figure's hand upon it, it starts to get smaller and smaller. She's bringing it back toward your crotch, but it's still saying hard enough that it's almost up slapping your belly. The length of it, the thickness of it, a little bit reduced, but it's still massive and it's still very sensitive. She pumps her hands on it a few times. And then you see an attachment being pulled over from some metal panel on the wall. It's a long, clear tube, plastic, with a vacuum rubber seal at the base. She takes her hand and smears some of your cum. You notice she's wearing a glove now, black leather. She's smearing it over your cock, using it to lubricate. You'll produce more than enough of this stuff to keep the milker going. And don't worry, I won't neglect those breasts. We need to get as much as we can. You will serve my ends beautifully. These words and more do pour over you, but in your head you're just thinking thrust, thrust, and you thrust your hips. The only thought in your head is the bestial, not quite a word, desire for your cock to be encompassed in that device, knowing it will bring you pleasure, knowing it will milk you. But there is too long of a gap between the moment you last came, remembering that delicious sweetness filling your mouth, your head, full up till thoughts burst out. Your breasts still feel full, and now it's starting to become a heavy, weighty, needing to be milked sensation, a fullness overriding. Your balls were empty. Remember how it was to suck and suck and get them dry, but now it's taking a little bit to get that suction tube in place around your cock. And the longer that takes, the more your pussy leaks aroused, and the more your balls start to fill up. To fill up and push against the base, the rubber suction cup at the bottom of the device, which is wrapped around your dick now, creating a confined, squeezing place, a place in which your pre-cum is mingling with the cum she smeared over it. You look up and see her glove. She holds it up, brings it to your face, invites you to lick. Your tongue is extending from the very instant she presents it to you. That sweet stuff you need more inside your head. But you need the pleasure more. Your hips start to thrust off the table. Unlike before, there's not enough friction for this to do much. Your balls are filling, filling. She hasn't switched the machine on yet. And now, with what seems like laborious slowness, she walks over and takes two huge suction domes from the wall, bringing them to your chest, bringing them to your big breasts. Your cock is still completely unpumped, which means your balls are filling, filling. The sensation of fullness, the want to perform the function of coming. You want to perform that function over and over. It is the highest priority. It is the only important thing to come and empty your balls so they can fill again, but now they're filling. It feels good, but they're starting to reach their limit. So much churning cum in your balls, and the heat beating off of them is washing across your pussy as well, since they rest in front of it just now. But they're getting tighter. They're pulling up toward the base of your shaft. You thrust your hips, but it's meaningless without your mouth or your breasts there to bring the cock pleasure. It's too short now to reach. It's sitting inside a tube that is vacuum sealed at the base, and you know that tube will only move when it moves, when the machine is switched on. Out of the end of it, you see a collection tube going to a tank in the corner of the room. You wish it were on. You wish your cum were being emptied out. Some part of your brain almost manages to throw up a flag that your cum being collected might not be the best thing. But then she attaches the suction cups to your breast, and you feel the fullness. This is another source of pleasure. Then, finally, when they're anchored in place and your breasts feel like they're going to burst from the milky filling inside and your cock is going to just be too full, the cum surely must overflow your balls and ooze out. Full breasts, full balls. She walks over and you know she's going to throw the switch. You know she's going to start it all pumping, but you groan a groan of obvious disappointment. She picks up two toys, a butt plug and a big pussy-filling dildo. They're well lubed. She's dipped them in something. She walks over and pushes one slowly into your pussy. You grind and groan. Your cock feels incredible with something in there. It doesn't just double the sensation up, it magnifies it. You squeeze down on that toy. Beg her to push it deeper by rolling your hips down toward her fingers, but eventually it's completely in you. Stuffed deep pussy. Balls full, breasts full. Your wet sex is full. The little toy for your ass slides in, and the sensation of your butt being spread again magnifies how good it feels. It also seems to make your cock more vigorous, make it begin to ooze pre-cum. She's rubbing the toy against the front of your body, so there must be a switch in there somewhere now, like a prostate or something, pushing pre-cum out of your cock. She pushes the vibration buttons on both toys, and you're buzzing from within. It's almost enough. You seize up. Your belly seizes up. You see all your muscles contorting. You're already sweating and groaning with the effort of doing anything, something to make your cock come, but doesn't come yet. She leaves the toys in you, full, full, breasts full. They're so full, they're starting to leak from the tip, even into the cups already, from your desire or arousal, perhaps. And your cock is leaking pre-cum, but it's not those delicious streamers that empty your balls. You want to empty your balls. You want to empty your breasts. Your pussy's full. Your ass is tingling. She slaps your ass on her way by, and your whole body jerks, contorts, but there's still no relief. A whir. She has switched the machines on. Now, my little cow, she's walking over, resting a hand on top of your head. You groan happily because your cock is jumping. Every half a second or so, there's a tiny jerk as the rapid-fire pumping around your cock from that vacuum-sealed milking machine begins to do its work. Your breasts also seize. You know the nipples are getting impossibly hard. Vacuum-sucked and sealed. Pump, pump, pump. They squeeze against your body, the rings at the base of the cock sleeve, the rings at the base of the breast suction cups. It all squeezes to you, latched on, and you hope it never stops because milk begins to flow. It flows out those tubes and along their connections up to a rack in the ceiling. And it come, when it comes, you know it's going to squirt out and get sucked in that tank in the corner. All your fluids will be collected. You drool openly, wondering if she's going to start collecting that too, but that wonder is the last salient thought before your cock is squirting for the ridiculously efficient milking machine. Pump, pump. The devices are in slightly offset rhythms, so your breasts are being pulled on or your cock is being pulled on half seconds apart. Your cock's being pumped more efficiently than it was when you were thrusting into your mouth. You thrust anyway, even though it does nothing with that fastened vacuum-sealed thing. Sometimes your entire shaft is being tugged upward, then relaxed. Tugged upward, then relaxed. Moments of tension, and then you're coming. You're squirting. And when you squirt, something inside the sleeve goes off and it's only sucking, only forming a vacuum, only sucking up your cum, like it's reaching in and sucking it out of your balls, rendering them empty, empty brain, empty balls, everything about your body emptying out into that sleeve, coming and coming and coming. Your body responds, but the only two important places are your breasts, where there's a constant stream of milk deliciously emptying them. In fact, the machine is a little quicker than you produce your milk, so there are a couple seconds where you're completely empty, then you get to fill up just a little, completely empty, fill up just a little, your breasts alternating between. Then the ones on your chest pause, and the one around your cock pumps, pumps, pumps. You just came. Your balls have been emptied. There's nothing for it to suck up, but it's still jerking. The machine doesn't care. It's mechanized. You're hooked into it. Every now and then, like your breasts are now,
Part of you will get a tiny break, sometimes just your breast, sometimes just your cock, long enough for the modified regenerating parts of you to get a good load up, which can be sucked out. And the intensity of these full moments versus the trickle-down moments after a big payload has been collected makes your mind constantly engaged, engaged only with the instinctual processes of your body. She walks out at some point, laughing to herself, glancing back, but you don't care. In that moment, you're laying there, you're letting yourself become obviously aroused and lost in the sensation, drooling, sweating, groaning, getting into it and letting your loud moans echo when a particularly strong collection happens. Meanwhile, the two devices alternate, sometimes giving you breaks as long as a minute for cum or milk to regenerate, and sometimes just taking the trickles for hours and hours and hours, taking every drop that is generated in slow, slow, systemic, orgasmic pleasure, the emptying out and the filling up. Sometimes you're allowed to fill all the way up till your breasts are taut and your balls are hard with their need to let out the churning cum inside. And always the vibration is refreshed, the butt plug, the pussy device, keeping you full, keeping you fucked, keeping you plugged, keeping your brain riding the wave. But no matter how long this goes on, the cycle remains renewed. Maybe she's dreaming up new patterns out there, keeping different ways of making you feel brain-overwhelming pleasure, so your instincts tell you to stay where you are. If you're in a pleasurable place, and you're fed and cared for like you are there, your brain says in the grunting, animalistic way that is all that is left after the many loads of your hot, sweet cum. And then, just when you think your mind is starting to slowly trickle back, you think maybe you can break the bonds now. Maybe you can stir your cock free of that delicious pleasure. Something like it's wearing off. She walks in. You still feel weak and you still feel horny. She walks over and slides something into your mouth. You remember having something in your mouth. You're still just enough on the cum, just enough on the drug that you suck instinctively on a feeding tube. Cum, the sweet taste of your cum, recycled from the collections, it's flowing into your mouth. You were regaining composure, you had a chance, you swallow, it's sweet, you realize you never had a chance, it's sweet and delicious, and you swallow it down. There's a constant trickle of it, just a stream, just enough to whet your appetite. You remember the days when you got to suck your massive cock, but now, as the drug was wearing off, you're once more on a trickle of it now. Always. Why did you ever think you wanted anything else? Your big nipples are being sucked dry. You're in a phase where it was particularly full in your breasts. Your balls are empty. Your cock being constantly massaged from within by the butt plug and the pussy dildo. And by the machine sucking, pulsing, vacuuming. All your fluids are flowing out of you. A little bit is flowing back into you, reinvested in keeping you back in the state you were in. You can feel your mind scrabbling on the slippery walls, looking for a thought, looking for anything that isn't slipping, sliding into thrusting your hips. Why would you want anything else? Coming, coming again, forever, emptied and full, emptied and full. Thoughts, feelings, come, milk, everything emptied and full. You close your eyes and sigh in the surprisingly gentle way that you come now, coming always. But when a strong one hits you, you open your eyes in giddy pleasure, smiling openly. This is the perfect place to be, grunting animalistically, letting it all out. Your brain, your cum, your milk. Your intention to stay right here, sucking at that feeding tube, bringing more sweetness, deliciousness, more into your brain, reasserting the state you'd been in, and making it a certainty from now on.